Okay, happy Monday, everybody. Today we're going to be doing manifestation. I hope you all watch the videos because I'm not going to do a lot of repeat, but there's some really good stuff to understand when you're trying to manifest stuff. Hold on 2 seconds. Okay, so does anybody have any questions regarding how to manifest from the new group? No? Because we always take new students first. Does anybody have any general questions from the new group that, like, they're not online, they're having difficulty with different things?
Yeah, I have a general question.
Hi.
Gitty.
Hi, Gitty.
Hi. Hi. Because I want to ask you, last week, I had pain in my shoulder. I unblocked it, untangled it, and it went away, and my shoulder that was always locked, unlocked. And I'm straight down instead of hunched. But I have a lot of pain over there. And for me, it's only coming up Charlie horse. It's not coming up anything else. Could you just test if that's right?
So you're coming over very distorted, and I didn't really hear your question. What was your question? Can I do what? Can I do?
You hear me now?
Yeah, but what was the question?
I'm in a lot of pain by my shoulders, but yeah. For me, it's only coming up that a Charlie horse. Nothing else, like that I can't do anything about it?
It's a child horse? Well, I didn't hear the word. It's a what?
Charlie horse? You know,
Charlie
like...
Charlie horse. Got it. Okay, so, right. So the question is it physical or energy? It's physical. I got to tell you, I had also a situation where I literally threw my neck out and I was in bed. I was minding my own business and I felt like a sharp, pain down my arm. It was fully physical and... I went to the chiropractor. He couldn't help. I went to massage. It couldn't help. And then I went back to the chiropractor, and he's going to take a few more days to sort out. And eventually, thank God, today, I'm like, okay, I'm back. Not everything's energetic. It is not.
Just wanted to know if I was testing, right. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, so just test if it's, you know, energetic or it's a physical. And if it's physical, then you just have to figure out, you know, what you need to heal from that.
Okay.
Go ahead. I don't know who Zoom is, but go ahead. It's a Zoom user. You have a question?
Yeah, could it be, maybe it's me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I put my name there. Jane, hi. Just a quick question. Yesterday, I had my finger up, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then when I did all the edit, the star charts and everything, and we came online to Zoom, on your Zoom class, and suddenly I lost it. Why? I think that's what happened yesterday.
Well, okay, if that happens, then just disconnect yourself from the class, okay? Sometimes that happens, that we do pick up stuff from the class. It's just part of the nature of people are empathic. Disconnect yourself, okay? Did you disconnect yourself? Did you disconnect yourself?
I didn't do it. It was just at the beginning of the Zoom class yesterday, and I was like, where did my finger up go?
Did it go? Yeah, so that sometimes happens that... You know, so just disconnect. Now, I want to make sure before everyone comes on that you have done the star chart, that you are protected when you come onto the class. And if you start feeling something's happening when you're on the class, disconnect yourself and clear off whatever might have come on to you. That's the easiest thing to manage, okay? The easiest thing to do. Because we just can't keep track of, you know, there's a lot of people. Because if you come in and you're weak, okay, you haven't protected yourself. You haven't, you know, done the star chart, your lines are down, and you come on the class, you might just and you're an empath, you might just energetically start picking up.
That was the funny part, that I had done the chart before I came on, and then I lost my finger up. So I found that
a
little confusing.
It is possible. It just means that there's stuff that you still have to work through, because you're going to be absorbing, you know, other people's stuff that's your resonation with, you know, when you have a certain frequency on you, that's a negative vibration, it's going to, that's what we're talking about today, is the law of attraction, you know, how that works. So just disconnect yourself if that happens and clear off whatever. That's the easiest way to handle that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, Shawnee, hi.
Good morning. Okay, so regarding manifesting, I listened to the videos, and so... my question is, what if you like manifesting things, but that involves others? Meaning, so specifically, like, let's say I would like to manifest that children that I have who are shidduch age should find their shidduch. So like one of the part of doing the manifesting is like figuring out what's getting in the way. But I don't, like, I can only do, you know, there's like a Shabbos that you do, and then I just have to leave it up to Hashem. Like, if it's not, mm-hmm. do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I can visualize it, but I don't know, you know, how do you do it for something like that?
We don't. Well, this is for your own personalized, you know, manifestating.
No, I really, if I'm doing that, I'm trying to manifest for my children if I do it that way, and I really need to. It's
tough to do like that. You could definitely try it, but today we're not talking about that. We're talking about doing our own, creating our own reality with a law, using the laws of attraction, which is one of the laws that Hashem created within the universe, of how to understand how to manifest, how to channel that energy for our benefit to understand. Once you understand this reality, then, you know, things just really start clicking for you when you really understand how to use it. Okay. Difficult to do it for other people, because there's just too many factors involved with this to be able to do this for other people. Okay. Rina Chaya. Yeah, go ahead.
Hi. So I'm wondering if you can check me that I am online. I mean, I'm not getting accurate answers. Mm-hmm. I feel like over the weekend, I just made a whole list of things to work on, because Shabbos and Sunday, I can't do any work on myself. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I get so thrown off and behind.
Right. I hear you.
Because.
Okay, I hear you. Yeah. So hold on, let me just hear. Good, 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 good. Is there any reason why you're not online? I'm not picking up any reason why you're not online, my dear. So I don't know how to help you.
So, right now. So could you check if I got this accurately? I was trying to count the layers of that I have. Of fear of failure, that I counted 53.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, is that accurate?
Yeah.
And fear of rejection, 292.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then when I was getting to some other things, it was just like never ending, like fear of being sick.
I hear you, but this is not the topic for today. I'm so sorry. I can't do this for you.
Okay.
This is more like
no problem.
Kind of stuff. Okay. Sharona, go ahead. Hi.
Hi. So I just keep having like this polarity issue where it goes back and forth and like it comes back, goes back. I'm trying to figure out
what to do. So hold on. So right now, is your polarity good right now? It is. Is there a reason why it keeps going back and forth? There is. Okay. So I'm just going to test to see what is going on with you. Let's see here. I'm going to the cause of issues chart, which most people don't know how to use that, but that's where I'm looking right now. If anyone's wondering where I'm at. Okay, A, B, C, D, E. Interesting. I'm getting up. You have a passage on you. We're going to learn how to do this later on in the course, but the passage is like, there's like a passage. We used to call it a channel, but Rabbi didn't like that term because of the implications of it. So, but you have some kind of a passage on you that's not good. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of them on you. So let's see here. I'm just quickly clear them off for you. Okay, so. One is good. Okay, one is good. Two is good. Three is okay. There's something in three asking Hashem to take number three off for you. Hashem, take it off, never to bother anybody in this group or you again. Three, four is good. Hashem, please take off whatever is number four. Please take it off, never to bother you again. Four, five, please take off whatever is number four. Number five, I mean, Hashem, take off whatever is number five. Disconnect. And all this stuff has to be taken off, never to bother anybody again. Okay, so one is good. Two is good. Three is good. Four is good. Five is good. Six. Hashem, please take off whatever is in number six. Please take it off. Never to bother you again or anybody in this group. Number seven. Seven. Please take off whatever is in number seven. Take it off. Never to bother you again or anybody in this group. Number eight. Hashem, please take off whatever is in number eight. Break it apart. Number nine. Is there anything in number nine? Number ten. Disconnect. Okay. Did you feel that when I did that?
Yeah, but there's still something in number nine.
Okay, is there something in that? Okay, so one is good. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Yeah, you're right. Number nine. Number nine. Is there something in number nine? Hashem, take off whatever's in number nine. Take it out. Break it apart. Hashem, take it off. Never to bother anybody in this group again. Okay, number 10 is good. Okay, any other reasons why your polarity keeps reversing? Hold on.
There's still something stuck, Rachel. Okay. I'm saying, is it one of those?
Hold on.
I don't know if number nine cleared.
All right. Other things stop. One, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four, five. clearing off other things, stuff off of you, whatever is on there, please Hashem, take it all away. Or whatever, anything is released, by the way. In this group, Hashem, we ask him, please take everything away. Okay, how's that?
I mean, I still feel something, but it's not.
All right, we're going to ask whatever is still stuck on you, we're going to ask him to disconnect it and send it all away. Hashem, thank you so much for all your cooperation and help with this, trying to clear this lady from all this torment that she has on her, of all this stuff trying to attach itself onto you and shut you down from your bigger mission in this world. Okay, how's that? Is that better?
As long as I'm choking, no. I'm saying it's still there if I'm still choking. Are you able to clear? It keeps coming to me. Are you able to clear, when you clear, can you clear for everyone at the same time, or you have to do?
No.
Because, like, I feel like, okay, got it. I can't. So it could be something in the group. Somebody else in the group needs to be cleared, I think.
Yeah, well,
I think
sure.
That's what's coming
from.
Yeah,
I mean, we have a lot of new students, so it could be that, you know.
No, but is it the same energy that was with me? Can you just check if what I'm feeling is somebody else's stuff?
Yeah. Okay. One, two, three, four, five. Clearing off other people's stuff off your system. Is that better?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so that's what it was called. Other people's stuff. OPS. We have other people's stuff and other things stuff. You had both and a bunch of channels on you or passages on you. So I disconnected all that from you. Put a big, huge protection around yourself so you'll keep absorbing all this stuff around you. Okay, so I'm sending you what I did. And I did speak to Sharana before the class. I just wanted to demonstrate for everybody how to do this. So that way, you know, you are going to learn how to do this. So don't say, what did you do? We're going to learn this soon coming up. But it's important to understand.
Rachel, I think she has 5 multiple energy systems on her that need to be cleared and merged.
Uh-huh, okay. Does she have multiple energy systems? She does, yeah. Yeah, thank you, sir.
So it's going to keep on erasing. It just needs to clear and merge, and then...
Okay, perfect. Okay, Esther, hi. You have a question?
Yes. When I was doing the manifestation last week, I was getting chest pains, so I stopped. Is there something I can do to... Is that something that's common to get pain whilst doing it?
Is it common? No, but it just means that there's something that's trying to stop you. Okay, so if that happens where you start feeling an unpleasant experience, it just means that either some disturbance is not happy with what you're trying to do, there's some program that doesn't like what you're trying to manifest. For instance, let's say a child doesn't believe that they deserve anything because they've just been smacked down their whole life by their parents, right? We spoke about this, that it could be a kid's trying to learn how to walk, right? The kid keeps smacking the kid down. Get down, get down. And then the kid is now crawling instead of walking. And the mother, yeah, you're such a nebuch. You can't even walk, right? And so the poor kid, besides being smacked down, and then on top of that is criticized for being inept because the parent created the child like that. And then it just goes on like that. And this poor child is really struggling with any personal feeling of, I could do anything, right? So he's going to come along and try to manifest, and all these programs might start coming up. So what you want to, if you're feeling pain in your chest, just go into that pain and say, okay, what is this that I'm feeling right now? Okay, what is it that I'm feeling? And often if you ask the question, body, please tell me, what am I feeling? I'm validating whatever the feeling is in my chest right now, and I'm letting it come up. Okay, usually it's some kind of an emotion or a program. It could be a sadness. It could be something that you've been suppressing down, and now it's finally coming up, and you're like, oh, usually that's what that means when you get a pain in your chest. It's all that pain that you've been holding for all these years and never allowed yourself to feel the pain. Does it make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. So let's just go into, I just want to talk a little bit more about how the law of attraction works. This is, you know, very important to understand this. When you understand this, then you will be able to manifest a lot of things in your life. Understand that we are the co-creator of our reality instead of just becoming a victim of our life. And many people just kind of fall into it. There's a template created for them and they just stay within that template. And assuming you were given a good template, then you're good. But what if you don't like the template that you've been given from your parents and the programs that have been installed and all this stuff that's happening to you that's not for your highest and best good? How do you change that? And that's what we're talking about. I would encourage you to please watch the videos if you haven't, because I'm not going to repeat a lot of the information. But we want to shape our narrative. Okay, that narrative is the story that we tell ourselves that plays out. And that story is how we project into the future. So if you feel you're a Nebuch, then you're going to attract everything that's a Nebuch. If you think you're successful, you're going to attract everything that's successful. If you know that the world, that Hashem and everything in the world is here to serve you, not Hashem, but I mean like everything Hashem's created is here to serve you, and that the universe, as long as you're in alignment with serving Hashem, the universe is going to follow and make that happen for you. If you know that and you're clear with your intention, then it will work out in the way it's supposed to work out. Just, and we have an agenda, right? We do have an agenda, but sometimes the agenda is an ego-based agenda. So when we're trying to manifest, obviously we want all the yummy things in life. We want a nice house, and we want a nice husband, and we want good kids, and we want this, and we want that, and all these things that we want, okay? And that's normal to want that. But I think it's important to have a big picture as to why you want all these things other than for your own personal gratification. Like I was talking to this guy who is 25, and I said, so what do you want with your life? He's like, well, I want to make a lot of money, and I want to buy a nice house, and I want to have a nice family. I'm like, so why do you want all that? He looks at me like, what do you mean? So I could be happy. And I said, that's a delusion. It's a delusion, because there's many people that have all those things that you see and they're miserable. Happiness has nothing to do with what you have. It's a state of being in alignment with the universe and being in connection with Hashem and knowing that you have a purpose bigger than you. It's not about you. Take the you out of this picture. But we understand that we are a vessel for Hashem and we need to strengthen our vessel. So you have to understand that what you believe about yourself is what you're going to attract to yourself, okay? We have an energetic blueprint. And that energetic blueprint is like a magnet. It's just going to keep bringing us the same thing. So it's good to keep a log of what it is that you want to manifest, okay? It could be super general, you know, like big picture, or it could be super specific, like I am successful. And say it in the present form. Don't project it. I want to be successful. I am successful, okay? I am beautiful. I am love. I am loved. I am healed, right? Don't say, I want to be healed, or I want to be loved, or I want a husband. No, I am in the present right now. Okay, because that's how you manifest it. Because when you're stating, statements, the subconscious mind, which is what attracts the stuff to us, does not have the ability to differentiate between negative information and future. It only understands present, okay? And it cannot reject negative information. It doesn't have the ability to differentiate the content as to whether it's good or bad. It just is what it is. So you have to keep that in mind. It's like a sponge. It has no filter. And also cannot differentiate between reality and imagination. So if you create within your imagination a new reality, the subconscious mind thinks that's your new reality, okay? So very important to understand some of these basics. And we need to repeat this imagination, this manifestation, every day for about 40 days if you really, really want to imprint this into your subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind will hold space for this new data and eventually start believing it as a new reality. Okay, so it's very important to know that, and also make sure that your ego is in alignment with your highest and best good, and it's not these ego-based desires like, well, I want a lot of money, well, I want a man who's going to love me, I want, you know, whatever, it's all about me, me, me. Take the me out of it, right? And also, you know, in terms of overthinking and not trusting ourselves, that's also a huge problem for so many people. So we just want to be in a peaceful space. How do we be in a peaceful space? It's got nothing to do with what you own. Obviously, you need to have your basics, met. But short of that, everything else is just extra in terms of our abilities to be happy. So step one, I would like everybody to just write down with a crystal clear vision of what you want. Okay, what it is that you want to manifest, and you say it in the present tense. Okay, I am married. If that's what you're looking for, you want to get married. Okay, or let's say I am a healer. Okay, I am working as a healer. Present tense, not I want to be, but I am right now. Then we may need to create a blueprint of how to make that happen. What are the steps that need to happen? And then what you start doing is you create a bubble, and you put yourself, let's say I want to be a healer, I put myself as a healer in this bubble. And how am I going to get there? So I'm going to take the program, and I'm going to practice every day, and I am practicing every day, and I see myself as that healer. I see myself. Hi, this is Rachel Albert, the healer. Hi, how can I help you, right? And you see it, you visualize it, you feel it in your heart and in your mind. What does it feel like to actually reach that goal? And then you start seeing all the blocks that are gonna come up, okay? The programs, I'm afraid, what if I can't do it? All these roadblocks, these negative feelings and thoughts and beliefs, and that's when you start clearing them, okay? So let's say like, I wanna be a healer. But no one's going to believe I could do this. Okay, I don't believe I could, whatever. So you just start clearing, clear, 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 until it's cleared. Keep clearing, clearing, clearing all this stuff that's coming up for you. Yes, exactly. If you want to be slimmer, I am my perfect weight of whatever that is. I am slimmer. I think that's too vague. Too vague. Someone wants to lose weight. Yes, I am my perfect, I am my perfect body size, right? I'm my optimal body size. My body is healthy. By the way, some people, you know, I have met some women that are like 150, 160 pounds. And when I test them, I get that their body is very happy at that weight, even though they themselves look in the mirror and they go, oh, this is, you know, I'm not happy at this weight. So that's, you know, it's a hard one sometimes.
So is it wrong if you want to be rich?
No, it's not wrong to be. It's not wrong to want to be rich. You can definitely try to manifest that. Absolutely. But why do you want to be rich? What are you going to do with all that money? Well, that's the thing. Because let me tell you something.
Help tons of people and do tons of chesed. There's a world out there that needs.
Okay, so when you put your manifestation, I am rich and I am helping so many people and I'm able and I am, doing chesed with all this money that Hashem is sending me. Absolutely, put it in there. I am debt free. whatever it is, again, you be specific, you know, or as vague, but the more specific you are, honestly, it is easier. I do know a lady, she wanted a guy, and she was, Hashem, please, I want a guy in my life. So she ended up meeting a guy, but he was a deadbeat, and he wasn't actually what she needed for her highest and best good. So if you're looking for a guy, or a shidduch, or whatever, be specific what this guy looks like. Not, you know, looks like, but looks like in terms of, you know, a resume. He's a bel chesed, he's kind, he's connected to Hashem, you know, he's in touch with his power, he's not perverted. Well, I wouldn't say not. You don't want to say not, because the word doesn't actually, if you say it like that, it's a perfect example of what you don't want to say, because the universe will not understand the word not. It will just hear the word perverted. So we would want to say it in a positive, that he's, you know, he's honest and he's straight and he's holy. He's a holy man, a real holy man, not a fake holy man. There's plenty of the fake ones out there. Okay, then you put your hands on your heart and say, like, yeah, I want to manifest a good marriage. Okay, so create a thing. You put you and your husband in the middle and say, we have a good marriage. We love each other. We have good intimacy. We respect each other. We're in sync with each other. All in the positive present right now. Okay, and then what you want to do after you're finished with manifesting it is thank you, Hashem, for making this happen. Okay? Thank Hashem for making this happen. And then we want to project it into the future because the future really is happening 1 second from now. So this is my manifestation. I'm pushing this into my future and I'm making this a reality. Okay, so we want to be an observer. We don't want to judge it. We just want to make this happen for us. Okay, then you can even connect yourself if you want. Connect yourself to this manifestation. You don't have to do that, but you could definitely try that. Okay, so does anybody have any questions? Does anybody want to share a manifestation that they're trying or they're confused how to do any of these things? Okay, Rina Kaya, go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, so when you say, like, keep clearing the stuff off until it clears, do you mean daily or do you mean in that one session?
Well, you want to do this for about 40 days. You want to keep
No, I know that, but
yeah, every day.
It says every day. For this for mm-hmm. the protocol, feel what resistance comes up and clear that. Keep repeating until cleared.
Mm-hmm.
So is that, does that sentence refer to the 40 days or does every it refer day. To this one?
Every day. You do it every day until it's cleared and then you keep repeating that every day for 40 days.
Keep repeating what?
The manifestation.
That's what I'm not getting.
The manifestation. You're manifesting this. You keep doing this 40 days. Every day is the same thing. You're going to repeat this process for about 40 days.
No, I understand that, but I'm stuck on what exactly that process looks like in terms of the clearing stuff.
As stuff comes
at
out.
What point?
Okay, because what's going to happen, like with Esther, she said she started feeling pain. As the pain's coming up, she's clearing whatever's coming up. If nothing comes up, then beautiful, just manifest it and bring it on and you go on with your day. But if stuff's coming up for you over the 40 days, then you just keep clearing whatever's coming up. Okay.
Okay.
Because you'll feel. Okay.
We can manifest as many things as we want. For each one, a separate bubble, right?
Correct. Yes.
I'm also struggling with what to manifest first because I feel like more than one thing at a time is going to be too time consuming because there's so much that I want to be doing.
Well, I would do big picture stuff then. If you have, manifest your life, what does that look like? All the parts and pieces of your life. That would be one way to do that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Baruch, okay. Go ahead.
Going back to the 25-year-old young man and the answer that he said was happiness is wrong. So what would have been the right answer?
Well, the reason we have to understand the motivation for our manifestation, okay? If your motivation is to make money so you can be rich and then you can buy everything and go on fancy trips, which is all hevel at the end of the day. It doesn't go anywhere. It's a huge waste of a manifestation. And Hashem might give it to you and take it from the next world because you don't deserve it. Okay? So we have to be very specific. What are we doing? Why are we manifesting this? What is the big picture here? Does the big picture include Hashem in this picture? Okay? Or is the big picture getting all of my wish list of all the goodies that Hashem can give me in this physical reality and I can bring it? So he wants money and he wants this and he wants that because he thinks it's going to make him happy. And that is the wrong conclusion. It probably will not make him happy. And I work with plenty of people who are in their 40s and 50s and finally make it big and they're absolutely miserable and they're so disappointed, almost hopeless, because they had this whole big belief that when I make it big, when I finally am successful, I will be happy. And they're like, uh-oh, now what? I'm not happy. I'm still not happy. And not only that, you know, it's like I invested my entire life in this project or whatever, and I'm still not happy. So you have to understand the motivation of why we do what we do when you're bringing this manifestation into reality. Okay?
I get that. So you just answered my second question, which was that you said that you have to take like your me out of the picture. It shouldn't be all about me. So that means make it about Hashem, make it about Chesed, about helping, about your children.
Well, I want to have a nice marriage. Why do I want to have a nice marriage other than the fact that I just don't want to fight with my husband all day? Okay, I want to have a nice marriage so I can bring the Shekhinah of Hashem into my home.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I'm saying always include Hashem in that bigger picture. Mm-hmm. Then there's a more likely mm-hmm. chance that it's going to stay in alignment with the bigger picture of Hashem. It's not mm-hmm. me over here hanging out in Disneyland all day in La La Land, and I'm ignoring my duties to Hashem. Understand?
Yeah. Okay. Great. Thank okay. you.
Welcome. Esther, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks.
Hold on. I muted you by accident. I'm so sorry. Go ahead. Sorry. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. Can you try again?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So that was what you just answered, Baruch, is very clear for me because I was holding off a manifestation regarding panosa and money because I wanted to know what you're allowed to ask for because I'm now on maternity leave, but I've been working 20 years supporting my husband in Kollel. I didn't want to ask for things that I didn't want to take away from my schar. So I could ask that the panosa should be more bountiful and easier to be able to spend more time with my kids and support my husband in Kollel. So you can do such type of manifestation.
100%. And by the way, it's a beautiful thing what you're doing. And doesn't mean you have to kill yourself as a woman to support your husband and Kollel. You know, by the way, this is a new concept in Torah. We've never had this before where women were supporting their husbands like this and killing themselves, having the baby. This is like, you're a superwoman to be able to do that. So say, Hashem, make this easier for me, please. Like, I'm here to serve you. I'm trying to do the right thing. Make it easy. Make this Parnassah thing easier for me. For sure, there's nothing wrong with that.
Thank
you. Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you.
I start. Dina, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to clarify, you cannot manifest for your child or it's just something you can do for yourself?
I'm not saying that you can't. It's just a little more tricky because, well, give me an example of what you want to manifest, okay? We'll see how that would work.
Okay. My daughter's in the army and there's a potential opportunity for her to move, which she's been really struggling with and trying to, and it's very close to a decision being made. So she's just like in a waiting period.
Okay. So in that situation, what I would do is create a bubble, put your daughter in the middle and put that situation and just, if you contest it, then you would just have, is there anything blocking that from happening? That's what I would do more. And the connector to the position she wants like that. You could try it like that.
Okay.
Sound good?
I'll try. Yeah.
What are you manifesting?
For myself? So I have to think it through. But I mean, like, probably like most people, you know, good relationship with my spouse and happy, healthy children. Money is nice. Creating a beautiful home. I find, like, a beautiful home enhances like my well-being, my good mood, which enhances my family. And so I feel like that's a worthy endeavor. It makes me happy, more spiritual, more connected. So
absolutely.
You know.
And by the way, it said, okay. You know, with Avram, he was very rich. A lot of people are very wealthy within the Jewish community. It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, be a poor person. No, you can be happy and many people need nice looking things and Hashem talks about, you know, Hashem blessed Avraham with everything in this world and the next world. And by the way, when you do manifest, you know, you can also make sure that you're manifesting without taking away from the next world, because that is a big problem, is that sometimes people think, well, if I manifest more than what's coming to me, then it's coming from my Olam Haba, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So it's a good, you know, it's that fine line of trying to let Hashem give you, you know, what you need, so it's comfortable, right, without too much struggle, because obviously the whole point of this world is struggle, is to, you know, work on ourselves. If we get too comfortable, then we become super lazy. So it's also a curse when Hashem blesses us with too much stuff. He's like, okay, I'm going to pay them off. He even says in the Torah, he says, I'm going to pay my cursor, I'm going to pay off my haters in this world. He says that in one of the, I think it's Bishlacha. I don't remember exactly the verbiage, but I remember I was like, whoa, look at that. I pay my haters off in this world, which means that even it looks like a person is super wealthy and everything is going great for them, Hashem's paying them off in this world. So when they get to Olam Haba, he doesn't owe them anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're almost done. We got to finish here. Sharona, last question.
Just wanted to ask you, sorry, how do you know when you went overboard with the manifestation? Can you say about that?
So I would just say that, you know, without, again, that's why you attach it to what Hashem's will is, you know, for your highest and best good, that you're not indulging in this world because why? Like, always ask the reason why it is that you are doing this, or add the reason into your manifestation, here to serve you, Hashem, showing up for duty, just to do whatever it is I need to do, make it as easy as possible. Okay, Sharona, go ahead.
Can you please post this class so we can re-listen to it?
Yes, I will. No problem.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to come back tomorrow with manifestation. Okay, we're going to do 2 days of manifestation, and then we're going to do 2 days of forgiveness. Okay, if you didn't watch the forgiveness class, please watch that. We're going to be doing that on Wednesday and Thursday. Because you'll find...
I just wanted to add that for every time that we do some clearing, our choices and manifestations will shift at the same time, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Because some of it is just simple blockages, right?
Absolutely. The universe wants to give it. And when I say the universe, Hashem runs the universe. But the way that the laws, he puts certain laws in order, in motion. Like the sun comes up every morning, independent of us, right? That's a certain law that Hashem put in the world. So if you know how to harness that sun's energy, which we can go into, which is amazing, to harness the sun's energy, there's nothing wrong with using that energy, right? And if you're using that energy, you're not taking away from your life. You're just using and using Hashem's natural laws to maximize your life. And that's what smart people do. People that know how to use money, they know how to leverage their money. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. It's being smart. Okay? All right.
Raquel?
Yeah.
Raquel, could you share with us anything that you've manifested?
For sure. This course, this work, I manifest every Friday. I go to the beach and I just throw my hands up like this, like a V, because then I just like imagine like a funnel coming in from Hashem into me like this. And like when I'm at the beach and I just, Hashem, I'm here to serve you. You're part of your army. I used to say, consider me part of your army, but now I am part of his army. So I'm part of your army. Please send me whatever I need to serve you with my highest and best good. I don't have an actual agenda anymore because I feel like all of my goals, now I have one more goal, and that's to get to Israel and start a healing center. So I would go, okay, so Hashem, please, please, I would like to manifest right now my healing center. And, you know, bring that healing center into the world. I mean, it's already in the world. It just has to be physically brought into the world. Okay?
So, I love that giant funnel.
Yeah. That's how I do it, with a funnel. I mean, you could do it with a bubble, whatever you want. I just find that the funnel, though, is more, for me, more meaningful. Not everybody feels comfortable holding their hands out for, you know, 10 minutes or however long it takes. But what I do is when I manifest, I go to the beach and I manifest the sun. The sun's coming up in the morning and my feet are in the earth of the water, you know, connected to the sand, and I'm in the water. And then the wind, usually there's a little bit of wind, and I'm imagining the four elements all coming together as I am manifesting Hashem's Shechina in my hands and then trying to manifest whatever it is that I'm trying to do. Okay. All right, everybody. Be blessed. See you tomorrow. Bye. Thank you.